Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Clark in the Center for Weight Loss Success. On this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk a little pharmacology and how do some medications affect weight. We have a special guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Clark again. On this podcast, we're going to be talking to Dave Creasy, who is a pharmacologist here locally. He's actually in Pocosin, been doing this a long period of time. He's a compounding pharmacist as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about medications and weight. Go ahead and say hello, Dave.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here. It's a pleasure.
All right, and Dave, you've been doing this a long period of time. Give us a little bit of your background and how you got into this and, you know, where you are, where you're going, so to speak.
Well, I start back in graduating from Medical College of Virginia in 1977. Thought I'd be a hospital pharmacist for my career, and things don't always turn out that way. Couldn't get a job in hospital. Ended up working for a chain drug store for a couple of years. Was asked back to the hospital where I worked at Medical College of Virginia for 7 years. Did a lot of work with hematology, oncology, and the ICU, which I still use that information today. But I had an opportunity to teach over at the School of Pharmacy, and I got to teach compounding. And that was where I said, ah, compounding, that's still needed today. I started working for a man that had his own stores, and I said, I think I could own a store. And in 1990, I had the opportunity to buy Pocosin Pharmacy and moved from Richmond down here. So I've been the owner since 1990. And literally, as soon as I bought the store, the first thing I did was sign up to become a compounding pharmacist and do the additional training that I was needed to be good at what I do.
All right, so entrepreneurship is still alive and well in Pocosin.
It certainly is with us, that's for sure.
All right, well that's very, so you've been there and you do compounding pharmacy, or do compounding for patients, and they're, just to take that thought, just tell people, a lot of our listeners may not know what compounding pharmacists really do, and what does that really mean? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Compounding is the art, and I use the term art. I believe, in all honesty, that both you and I, there's an art to what we do that's based in science. And but it is the art of mixing and putting together medications in a form that's needed that may not be commercially available. And I use as an example, children, classically, I had one this week. A child has blood pressure out of control. They think it's the kidneys. Needed a medicine that controls blood pressure in a liquid form. That medication isn't made in liquid commercially. I was able to put that together for them. We also do a lot of hormone replacement where folks, both male and female, have decided they don't want the commercially available things. So by working with people such as yourself, we tailor the dose to the individual patient versus taking something off the shelf and making the patient fit into that dose. So literally we can take the raw medication and put it in just about any type of dosage form that we can think about. Liquid, suppositories, creams, capsules I can do. I can do sublingual tablets. It's really has been interesting for me, and I got into it because my patients were asking for it.
Right, and I think it, you know, the compounding side of this is very interesting. It's not, you know, it's kind of a little bit off the topic we want to stick to today, but it's a great topic because you know, you can get then doses that can be individualized as well as delivery systems. It's not just one pill. You know, typically with when you get a prescription, there's typically here's the absolute dose, here's the way it's given, and that's the way it is. And it's like, well, with compounding, then we can actually do individualized dosing, and you can figure out the delivery system that may work better for that individual. And sometimes it does take a little bit of experimenting, so to speak, of trying to figure out what gives us the best result with this person.
Exactly. Many times, for instance, there are a lot of times that medications don't absorb well when they're taken orally. And so there, you and I talk about that. We have to come up with a dosage form that will get that medication in. And oddly enough, that exactly what your practice is about, there are many times we have to get, you know, specialized into helping get the drug in when we've, you know, made changes to the digestive system, if you will.
Right. And so there are lots of different ways that medications can be given. It's not just one single way. So I guess to kind of get back to some of the topics, but it's a great topic, and I think it's a quick little overview about what a compounding pharmacist can do. But as you know, we see lots of different disease processes that go along with weight, or weight goes along with disease processes, the disease process goes along with weight. And so there are a lot of different diseases that go along that we're looking to treat. And as you know, kind of some of those most common ones, you know, we can, you know, literally list them out. And so in your practice, kind of what are you seeing? I'm sure it's kind of the same things that I'm seeing, but just kind of walk us through a little bit of what are you seeing as far as the different diseases, medical problems, medical conditions that go along with kind of the weight problem that America has, the world has, really.
Exactly. And we see it, and it'll be no surprise to anybody here. Number one on the list is high blood pressure. People don't realize that, I'm sure you tell them, sometimes as much as just a small 10-pound weight loss can make a pretty big change in their underlying blood pressure. If we leave somebody up with high blood pressure, all sorts of medical problems can occur that are long-term, serious, and can be life-ending. Right along, hand-in-hand with that, of course, is diabetes. Trying to talk to my patients with diabetes and try to convince them, get out and walk 3 days a week at least. You know, you tell them to walk and they go, I can't walk every day. And I go try to negotiate and say, don't walk every day, just give me 3 days. And
right.
But diabetes, definitely related to our weight. People can literally control their diabetes by losing the weight. Heart disease, right there together. You've got high cholesterol. Many of us believe that you've got that pre-diabetic condition that is going to show up as high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and you'll have your rising blood sugar. It will be inching up. Amazing in this country how we wait for it to get to a magic number before we intervene. Believe it or not, cancers are related to obesity, and that's a big deal. When you look at what can be held in the fat cells, it's pretty scary when we look at those. Oddly enough, those that have tried to have children and are unable to do it, infertility, I have run into that and shown where the extra weight is making it difficult to become pregnant. My favorite, back pain, the good old low back pain. When you're carrying extra weight, that is putting such a strain on that low back, particularly. We see gallstones, that's a biggie as well. So those are the things that I see the most of, where I know they are definitely related to extra weight, and sometimes as little as getting just 10 pounds off can make a huge difference in what we can see long term with their health.
Right, absolutely correct. If we can control just a little bit of weight, literally 10 pounds, 5-10 pounds, sometimes even 5, we'll start to see changes there. Now, one of the potential issues that we often see with the different health problems is that often the treatment can actually compound some of the weight problems. The weight problems compound the medical problem, and it starts to snowball. So there's a lot of different medications out there, obviously, that can make losing weight harder and gaining weight easier. And I guess in your line of work, what are some of the most common medications that we see that can affect weight, especially weight gain?
Well, the weight gain one is a biggie. The one that, with as long as I've been in the practice, one that we see and I still have people blame is birth control pill. And, you know, women will say, oh, this birth control pill is causing me to gain weight. We now are using literally birth control pills that are 1,000 times less potent than when I started in this practice. And so today we kind of have debunked that. But what we need to do is get that word out to the folks on birth control, so that if they start seeing that weight creep up 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds a year, and that goes on for 3, 4, 5 years, as you can see, next thing you know, you're going to be talking to you about doing something. And so that is one that I say is kind of a false, but plant in the patients, in our patients' minds, don't wait for it to get there. And talk to your healthcare provider about it, and let's try and deal with it. The next one that I see is we've got a lot of folks on antidepressants. And antidepressants, depending on which one you're on, you can have it associated with gaining weight, but you can also find the big question that always comes up is, well, which happened? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it that you're depressed and you're eating to kind of help your depression? Or number two, are you getting better now that we've given you an antidepressant? You feel better, therefore you're more likely to be going out and eating and the like. So I see both of those that go on with those are the two big medications. A third is prednisone. Now, prednisone, most folks, and I know you and I don't want to scare folks into worrying about prednisone if they need a short course or, you know, a couple of weeks even. I'm talking about somebody that has to be on a prednisone-like drug for months on end. That can get folks in trouble.
Right. Steroids tend to be the bane of a weight loss program. I go back just kind of, I don't want to circle too far back, but the biggest problem I see from birth control type of meds is with Depo-Provera, where it's an injectable form that lasts a number of months, and I can almost guarantee you, you're going to be gaining weight with that. From the antidepressant standpoint, just about every single one of them will do that. I see amitriptyline is probably the worst culprit in all of that. And probably the least culprit of that is Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin, we actually potentially can see a little bit of weight loss with it. And I think part of that is because the chemical structure looks a little bit like the appetite suppressant type of thing. There is a little bit of crossover there.
Right.
But you're right about the steroids. They're typically the bane of a weight loss program. When someone's on steroids, they're typically gaining weight. And I see this actually significantly with steroid injections, which is kind of often people think that, oh, it's just an injection. It's a local steroid, and that it won't affect me systemically. And there really is no truth to that. It will affect you systemically.
having had a few injections in a few joints, I can attest to that fact for sure. I mean, you are exactly right. It does, in fact, affect the entire body. Of course, you know, we don't want folks to be afraid to get them, but we want them to be aware that this is an issue. And it's something to talk to your healthcare provider about. Certainly back around with the Depo-Provera. Yes, I have seen that one cause folks to gain, and that's tough for those ladies to get that weight off. So that's something they do definitely need to talk about and be aware of.
Right. Almost all the antipsychotics, typically, I can't think of one off the top of my head that really doesn't. I don't know what your experience has been.
The same.
Right. I mean, that's a very common one. Another thing, almost all of the diabetic medications, there's obviously a number of them. There are some exceptions to that, but many of the diabetic medications. Insulin is probably the biggest culprit that we see from a weight gain. There are a couple exceptions to the diabetic. Most of the oral diabetic medications will. The exception to that tends to be metformin. Metformin, we do sometimes see some weight loss, and we do see some smoothing over of insulin swings with that. And so,
Right. Certainly
metformin can actually be helpful for weight loss as opposed to most of the diabetic medications.
Yeah, and you're exactly right with the diabetes types medications. And the tough part there is, folks start seeing that weight gain, they get scared with that, and then I see them start wanting to play with their meds. And that's also a challenge as well. Not a good idea to do that. But yes, I do see it with just about all of those medications. I'm sure you were thinking of like Byetta as one that we've seen some weight loss from, and have been pleased with some of that, in that we get control of diabetes as well as we get some weight loss, which helps all the way around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And probably another kind of broad category is some of the sleep medications. What's your experience been there with the sleep medications?
I have seen it with the sleep medications. My question in my mind has always been, is it the medication, or is it that we have a disrupted natural sleep cycle? Folks don't realize that when we go to sleep at night, and if we get, quote, a good night's rest, we actually reset many of the hormones in our body, one of which is the sleep hormone, melatonin. Everybody's probably aware of melatonin. So from my experience, I do see it, and I do think it's something that our patients need to be aware of, but at the same time, we really need to make sure they're getting a decent night's sleep and that it's uninterrupted, and that they're getting into that deep REM sleep where they can reset, if we will, reset their natural hormones. Trying to get folks not to use a sleeping pill every night is a challenge, though.
Absolutely. Right, and if they get this, so they used to them, and some of them potentially have some addictive, whether it's truly addictive or it's more of a psychological addiction to it. But I see a lot of the problems, especially with some of the sleep medication, but even some with as simple as like Benadryl out there, that you wouldn't think that would actually affect weight, but actually it can. And if you're someone that uses that every night to help them go to sleep, it truly can affect their weight as well.
And one of the other things that my pharmacy student that's working with me this month, I've got a senior pharmacy student, that she pointed out is some of the drugs we use for heartburn. They can play around, and some of the studies show it goes either way, weight gain or weight loss, which also can be, is it more the diet? Is it that we're messing with the diet? But we do know that these, like Nexium, Prevacid, those types of medications, you know, you've got to watch out for magnesium levels, bone density, but they can be playing around with weight as well. We know that it changes the pH in the gut, and that makes a change in how foods and other things are digested. And so that can play a big role. I feel like the entire world is on this class of drugs. It's a lot of people on that class of drugs.
Right. Again, same thing with some of the blood pressure medications that we often see, if you want to call them heart medications, I think the calcium channel blockers and beta blockers, actually, very commonly we see weight gain with those as well. Unfortunately, for a lot of these medications, it's like we're trying to treat the problem that goes along with weight, but actually the weight itself is making the problem worse, but the medications potentially can make the weight worse. And so it's kind of this cycle that keeps going on, and it's really difficult to break the cycle sometimes.
Exactly. One thing that we may want to make sure we talk to folks about is how do they know whether their medication might be causing a weight gain versus something else going on? Like you mentioned, the heart medications. I had a patient that had very difficult heart disease, came in, knew this gentleman had been exercising, trying to lose weight, and he came in and said, "Dave, I used to be able to walk a mile. I now can't walk more than a couple of blocks, and I have gained 5 or 6 pounds in about the last 2 weeks." And his question was that my medication? And of course, right away, I took a look at his ankles. I listened to him to find out, and he had swelling on his ankles all the way up his calf. And I knew, you need to go to the doctor. That was not his medications. That was, in fact, his disease of his heart and blood pressure getting in trouble. So what I tell folks is, if you see this sudden rise in weight, let's don't be blaming the medication or trying to pull the med off. We need to be reevaluated by your healthcare provider, or certainly talking to some of us to let us help you look into that big box of whether or not it's the meds.
All right. Now, I think that's a very good point. That's all kind of almost a good spot to kind of wrap this thing up, is that I would totally agree with you that, you know, if you're starting to be concerned about your medication and weight, or weight and your medications, is please kind of get it evaluated. Talk to someone that has some experience with this. I'll let you wrap that thought up there, Dave. But I thought you made a good point right there. Let's hit that one more time.
If you have a question, you know, any of us, Dr. Clark, myself, we're going to be willing to look at it and give you some direction on that. Your pharmacist would be a great place. You come in and visit on a pretty regular basis. We can look at your list and see whether or not you're on medications that are going to get you in trouble. We're also going to be trained enough to be able to triage and try to find out, hey, wait a minute, is your disease more out of control? Whether that be heart disease, high blood pressure, or your diabetes. And many times I catch that and say, back to your healthcare provider. So you should always have a list of your current medications on you, so that if something happened, somebody could have that list right handy. So it's easy enough for you to walk into the store and bring us a list and let us look at that. Nowadays, with all of the mail order and the and the like, you need to have a current list on you at all times. That's going to be a big help.
All right, Dave, that was great. We're going to wrap this up. Now, if you have more questions concerning either this topic as far as medications and weight or any other weight questions, please give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. You can go to our corporate website, which is www.cfwls.com, or just stop by here or pick up the phone. Phone number 757-873-1880. I want to thank you all out there for listening. And remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Have a good day, everyone. Take care.